A crowd of a few dozen gathered in Lexington's Triangle Park Wednesday night to remember those who died in Sunday's mass shooting in Las Vegas. People came to the candlelight vigil for a variety of reasons. Mayor Jim Gray said people here mourn and grieve for those in Nevada who gather together for a good time, a great American tradition, country music.
These were men and women, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters, neighbors, fellow worshipers, co-workers who'd come together to have a good time.
Country music fan Mark Green participated in the vigil organized by some local radio stations.
I just wanted to honor the people that lost their lives in Vegas. I saw it on the news at noon, and I said, I need to be down here.
Diane Pritchard's daughter was in Las Vegas Sunday night. She said her daughter thought about staying an extra day and going to the concert, but was at the airport ready to come home when the shooting occurred. Pritchard said it was a close-to-home experience, knowing her daughter was near such tragedy.
I think I've prayed more the past 3 days than I've ever prayed in my whole life. I'm hoping that, you know, the victims' families get some relief and can find some answers, and, you know, that God heals their souls, because I just feel bad for them.
Local country music radio DJs participated in the candlelight vigil. Carl Shannon called the event a healing experience for us. He told those gathered, quote, "There are still going to be evil things going on, but there are a lot more good people than there are evil people." Emmanuel Baptist pastor Ron Edmondson told those in the park, "God is close to the brokenhearted." While water flowed down the stair steps of the fountain in Triangle Park, it reflected red, white, and blue colors. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.